And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is oddities. Each of my guests is discussing an unusual aspect of our daily lives. My next guest finds the creepiness in things that were never intended to be creepy. We'll examine unintentional creepiness from his book, Creepiosity. If you'd like to join in the conversation or you want to call in and ask a question of David Bickel, you can reach us at 639-0008. David Bickel is writer and producer, has been working in television since Clinton was president. He is one of the world's most respected creepiologists. David's credits include Hiller and Diller, starring Richard Lewis and Kevin Nealon, and a 9-year stint on the Emmy-nominated show The King of Queens. He is currently working on a series he has developed called Motor City for the Walt Disney Company. Welcome to the show, David. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Well, I am terrific. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. Funny book, and we've been looking at all kinds of books today, but your book is very funny with the creepiosity factor there. But I got to ask you, you know, you're a television writer, television producer. What spurred you to seek out the unintentional creepy things that you see around us?
You know, it was always something that was kind of sitting in the back of my head since I was a little kid. It was always things that I saw that were creepy that I knew that weren't meant to be. And I think the first one that I could identify is my mother had one of those styrofoam, those white styrofoam wig heads.
Yes.
It's got like no face, but it's just, and she had no wig, which is weird that she had it. And I know it wasn't meant to creep me out, but I would like walk by it and I would like just get a chill. So I always had that in the back of my head that there are things out there that are creepy that weren't meant to be creepy. And I had some time on my hands when the writers went on a strike a few years ago. And I said, all right, I'm going to put it to paper and see if I could make a book out of it.
Well, and you have. And one of the creepy things from childhood that I remember, I grew up in the age with Captain Kangaroo. And in your book, you have got a photo that they have taken of Bob Keeshan, who played the role of Captain Kangaroo, that just is so creepy. I mean, you look at it, he's got these big bug eyes. It really scared me more than it wanted me to, you know, look up to Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah. And the thing about Captain Kangaroo is you watched him when you were a little kid, and then you saw him again 30 years later. He looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So there's something creepy going on there, whether it was disguise or whether he really had that crazy bang haircut. He was disturbing. And, you know, it's a little un-PC to say that about Captain Kangaroo, but you know what? Somebody's got to take a stand. That's me.
There you go. We're talking to David Bickel. He's making a stand on Captain Kangaroo. Now, the first question, as I'm flipping through your book, the first question that I ask myself is, what are these people thinking? I mean, I know that it's unintentional creepiness, but aren't there some editors or producers or somebody out there reviewing this stuff?
Wait, reviewing my book or reviewing what goes on out there? I don't think anybody reviewed my book. That's why I was able to get away with a lot of stuff. But I think you're saying in general.
Yeah, in general.
Why does Bruce Jenner do that to his face? That's
right.
That's
my question. Why would Bruce Jenner do this? Why did they take that picture of Captain Kangaroo? Whatever it is.
I don't think they think it's creepy. I just don't think. I think they're going into it with the best intentions. I think Captain Kangaroo goes, hey, I'm a handsome fellow with a crazy bang haircut and a kooky name. And Mr. Rogers, same thing, nicest guy in the world, but they're just a little misguided.
Misguided, all right.
A little bit.
Well, now, David, in your book, not only do you have these pictures, but you've also created a creepiness scale that you use to rate the creepiosity of the things that are in your book. So how did you come up with the creepiness scale, and how did you apply it? I mean, that seems so random. Why is Bazooka Joe considered a 7.27 on your creepiness scale, while Dick Cheney smiling is a 7.71?
Oh, it's. I don't want to patronize you, but it's a very, very scientific process
uh-huh.
we went through. I mean, it was years of testing. It's not just me sitting around going 7.23. It's not that. It's years of gathering information to a point where when it's science, if somebody complains about something, I could go, listen, it's not me, it's science. You can't, you know, what are you going to do? It's science.
All right, so what was the process behind the science? I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, so we would have a room. I explain it in the preface of the book. We have a room, a series of rooms, where we have several hundred people, almost like the Apple commercial, the Big Brother Apple commercial.
1984.
That's kind of scene, with people strapped up to different kind of machinery, and then they watch a strip of whatever the example is. So say example is the highest one, nursery rhymes. That's the creep. again, a very complicated logarithm that, you know, I'm a creepyologist, so it's, you know, it's my science. But yeah, it was that kind of period.
All right, so intense scientific experimentation went into this. We're talking to David Bickel, author of the book Creepiosity, A Hilarious Guide to the Unintentionally Creepy. And I want to get to more of the psychological reasons behind this, David, if we can, sure, a little bit. What is it about creepy things that both attracts us and repels us at the same time?
That's a good question. You know, I go from it from the angle of what's funny about this, as opposed to the things that are or creepy that that really scare you, like, you know, like serial killers and ghosts and zombies. It doesn't appeal to me at all. I mean, I would hope it doesn't appeal to too many people, but that's not really the angle that I'm trying to hit. I'm trying to hit the angle of things that are so creepy that we just probably didn't, you know, in the front of our head realize it, but in the back of the head we all say, "Ooh, yeah, ooh, that's bad. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. I don't like that grown man in the Boy Scout uniform. It makes me feel not good."
Yeah. All right. Well, now, I guess I want to ask you, you know, what is it about reading your book that it's sort of like driving by a collision on the freeway? We both have to look at it, and at the same time, you know, we're all rubberneckers. What is it about your book that really attracts us at that level?
I like to think that it's stuff that we could all relate to, and you're looking at page by page, and hopefully, I've been told the highest compliment I've gotten is it's a great bathroom book. And people don't be assaulted by that, but it's great. I love it. You sit in the bathroom because you could pick it up, you could turn pages, and you could find something, you know, that you could, you know, laugh while you're doing your thing. Mm-hmm. What was the question?
Well, that's all right. We've gotten to it. We're talking to David Bickel, author of the book Creepiosity, and he admits that the highest compliment that you can pay him is that this is a great bathroom book, and that it is. But now back to the scientific experimentation side of things for just a minute here. You know, you had all those people in the room. There's almost a sense of relief and almost an audible sigh when somebody agrees with us that it's creepy out there. I mean, what is that sense of relief or that release that we feel when somebody acknowledges that what you've been looking at is creepy, like the mannequin head for the wigs, the example that you gave earlier?
Totally, that's exactly it. I mean, once I started working on this book, and people knew, my friends and family knew I was working on this book, they would have their own. Like it became cathartic for them to go, how about this? And when I say, oh yeah, that is, or somebody else goes, or if I say something, and my wife, for example, go, oh my God, that is creepy, you feel like, all right, I'm not crazy. I think that's the main feeling. One, I'm not crazy, and B, like, we're all in this together. We all, it's like a common, like, elbow to the ribs. Like, hey, did you get this guy? Look at this guy. Like look, somebody who winks a lot. Creepy, right? Yeah. like they thought it the whole time, and now it's like, oh, good, I'm not alone, which I think is, you know, everybody wants to be accepted.
Well, not only everybody wants to be accepted, everyone doesn't want to feel like they're the only one. We're talking to David Bickel. David, of all the things that you've got in your book, the creepy things that are there, what one or two stand out in your mind as being the creepiest?
Well, I mean, nursery rhymes was, you know, listed as the highest, so you got to give your props to that, because they are kind of creepy.
Well, take us through that, David. What is so creepy about nursery rhymes? This is what we put our children to bed with.
Yeah, that's what's mystifying to me. Like in thinking about it, you go, all right, now, this is not a new thing. This has gone on for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's that we're telling kids stories about blind mice getting their tails chopped off with a carving knife. Good night! That's what our thing is, like, you know, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Good night! I mean, it's like we're leaving them before they go to bed with these horrible images, and we could have stopped it generations ago, but yet we keep doing it. We keep giving them these horrifying little rhyming things. I even thinking about it, I get like a little chill in my neck. I never, by the way, I'm going on record, I never sang that stuff to my kids. There was no Ring Around the Rosie in my house.
All right, good to know. We're talking, David, you do so many things. We're talking to David Bickel. David, you do so many things. Right now you've got an amusing contest up on your website. It's the creepiest song of the 1970s, and there were many contestants. Let me just run down. Some of the contenders were Timothy, Cats in the Cradle, The Nights the Light Went Out in Georgia, The Wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald. But now it's down to two, and actually you've selected one.
Yeah,
who were the two finalists, and which one won?
Huh?
Who were the two finalists,
okay, the two
and which
finalists
one won?
Were Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. You know that song?
Yeah, yeah. Honey, yeah. Off to Heaven.
About dead people.
Yeah.
Always a winner in the Creepiosity family. And Claire, which is Gilbert O'Sullivan, which is a love song from a grown man to a little girl. I want to marry you someday,
yeah.
Claire. So it was the hottest vote we've ever had. People vote in, you know, they click on the thing to vote, and by one vote, Claire is the creepiest song of the 70s.
Well, not only is Claire the creepiest song, but what about the name of the publisher of that song, Gilbert O'Sullivan? I mean, is that some
exactly,
sort of,
right.
Is that a play on Broadway, or what?
What are you thinking? What's going on?
Exactly.
You're not helping your cause there.
We're talking to David Bidcow, author of the book Creepiosity, and David, I want to talk a little bit about your career, if we can, for just a minute, because you're a great comedy writer, did a great job with The King of Queens. Did you always know that you wanted to be a comedy writer producer? I mean, what got you interested in this career, and how'd you land your first gig?
I'll give you the long story short on my first gig. I wanted to do it forever. It's always been something I've had an affinity toward. Frankly, I have no other skills in the world. I can't do this. Literally, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be, you know, a bag boy somewhere. Not that being a bag boy so bad, but I don't think I'd be writing a book also. So, I have a cousin who is in the TV and movie business, and years ago I expressed my interest in getting in, and he was able to help me get a foot in the door. I got my first job on the show that you mentioned, Hiller and Diller, and that went off after 18 episodes. And then luckily a few months after that, I got the job on The King of Queens, and I was there for 9 years.
So. Yeah, you knocked it out of the park with The King of Queens.
It was a lucky thing. It worked out really well.
Yeah, it did, and good for you for that. Well, tell us about your new project that you're working on for Disney, Motor City. What's that going to be?
Motor City is an animated show that's starting in the fall. There's a lot of time before it. We started production. We actually started the project about 3 years ago, and it's finally coming on this fall. And it's an animated series. It's my first kind of foot in that door. And it's going to be interesting. I think it's beautifully animated. We have Mark Hamill is one of the voices.
Wow.
Brian Doyle Murray. I'm just trying to think who else is in it. I'm blanking. Forgive me.
No, that's all right. So Motor City, is it a play on the Cars movie?
I'm sorry? No, nothing to do with Cars.
Okay.
It takes place in Detroit in the future, after it's gone bankrupt and somebody bought it and built a new Detroit right over it, and he's a bad guy. So we have a group of kids who have to fight the bad guy.
Ah, a little
fun. Adventure, very, very fun adventure.
All right, we look forward to seeing that when that comes out. We're talking to David Bidcow. Now, David, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Creepiosity?
I think, you know, it's a an easy read, and it's not meant for anything more than to have some laughs and to hopefully get the feeling that, oh, I thought that too. That's funny because I thought that too. I always thought that was creepy. Yeah, Popeye always was a little creepy. And then you could relate to it. You're not alone. That's the message I want to say.
You're not alone. That's a great message to take away. But I always ask this of authors that come on the show. What did you get out of writing the book, David?
I've had a great time. It sold much more than I ever thought it would. I thought it was going to be something that my mom was going to buy 6 copies, and that's going to be it. But it's really kind of connected with people. I'm getting emails. It's been out for a while now. I still get emails all the time from people with their ideas, which are hilarious. We have this Facebook page that people really are interacting with and putting up their things, what they think is creepy, and reacting to each other's thing. It's really become kind of like a little cult group, and that's probably the most fun thing of the whole thing for me, is kind of putting together this little family of people who kind of get the idea of Creepiosity.
It's the cult of Bickle. That's what we've been talking to David Bickle, everybody, author of the book Creepiosity, A Hilarious Guide to the Unintentionally Creepy. David, if people are intrigued by this, they want to see some of those pictures, those creepy pictures that are in your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Creepiosity.com is the website, but I know it's hard to spell because it's a made-up word, so creepycreepycreepy.com will get you to the main website. And that'll have links to get to the Facebook page and to the bookstores where you can buy it. And I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I will anyway. Amazon, every once in a while, has the book at bargain prices for some reason, and they're selling it for more than half off. So if you go to Amazon and you click on, there's like three choices, Kindle, paperback, and then bargain paperback, it's like $5 to buy it.
So oh, wow.
It's
wow.
a good deal.
Can't beat that. Nope. CreepyCreepyCreepy.com is the website. We've been talking to David Bickel. David, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care now.
Take care now.